Mikhail Smith looking to play it out to the right-hand side, and he brings in Bruno. Plenty ahead of him in blue. Bruno's found Calderon in the penalty area. Turns it back for Stevens. Now to Scherer, lining up in front of him. Calderon, and it's blocked by Stearman. And Bruno on the follow-up. It's in. Brighton have scored. 20 minutes to go. Bruno, the fullback, finished it off. Stearman blocked one shot, but it came out to Bruno, right-hand corner of the area, and his low shot defeats Kuscheck. And Brighton have the lead in a game that was getting stretched end-to-end stuff. And Brighton strike first. Can Wolves hit back? 20 minutes to do it. Brighton 1, Wolves 0. Now Van La Parra on the right, turning away from Bennett. Puts a cross in. It's close to the post. It's gone in. The keeper's pushed it in. 1-1, Van La Parra. Well, a dramatic equaliser only a couple of minutes after going behind. Van La Parra's cross. And Stockdale leaning back towards his goal, trying to fish it out, and I think he pushed it in. Van La Parra, I'm sure, will claim it, but it might be down as an own goal. But the equaliser on 74 minutes, and it's Brighton 1, Wolves 1.
Kenny, that was lively, there were lots of chances. What did you think at the end? A fair result, is it?
Yeah, there were a lot of chances. It was an even game. I felt we started the game poorly, but grew into it. And as we did in the second half, really, we grew into the game. Great save by Stockdale on 95 minutes when Dicko's done very well, turned his man, had the composure to pull it back to Sacco, and I felt Sacco's done everything right when I've seen it fall to him. You know, he's very, very good in that situation, but great save. And then from the resultant corner, just Bennett couldn't quite get over that header, so two big chances at the death there. But thin dividing lines, and you know, we take our point away from home and we move on.
You know, there were quite a few similarities to some of the recent games. Again, it got into a very quick pace, quite a lot of marginal decisions as well.
Yeah, the championship is tight, and you know, we're looking to keep working hard, keep improving, you know, try to be, you know, a force in this division. That's our aim, that's our aspiration all of the time. And if you're looking at Brighton, they've won the last three home games. And you know, their form since Chris has come in has been very good. And we've 26,000 people here, and they need that win or two to try to keep them safe this year and build again. But there was a lot of positive signs, and from our point of view, you know, marginal. You know, I've got to say, my goalkeeper's disappointed in the goal against, just what slightly went through him, you know, he felt. And as I said, you know, two big moments in the dying minutes of injury time there. The keeper making a great save.
Yes, I'm sure Thomas will be disappointed with that, although I think it would be fair to say at the same time that over the last few weeks he's done a pretty sound job for you.
Since he's come in, he's been very solid, very experienced, made some outstanding saves and been a really, really good character around, which has contributed to a good run since he's been in.
And here we are at the end of another, you know, dramatic game, exciting game, could have gone either way, and you're still right on the shoulder. I think you've moved a point closer to the top six, two home games to come. It's tantalising stuff, isn't it, this battle? You're right there.
It is. We've you know, been pushing for that top six, and we're just still floating around the edge with the possibility of still getting in. So, we have to remain optimistic, try to improve as a side and as a club. And you know, even from our point of view, we feel a 5% improvement would make a big difference. And so, you know, we have to keep pushing, trying to improve as a team, trying to improve as a club as we go. And while that top six is in sight, which it is right at the moment, keep our foot, you know, right flat on that accelerator.
And I sense you can see that 5%. I sense you can see that 5% in them, Kenny.
I think they can. I think we can keep improving. I think we have some players that, you know, work very hard, and at times in games, and at certain spells in games. You know, our football and our play going forward is very, very good.
Going forward today, you brought on Nwadiko late on, went to that 4-4-2, and really started to push towards the end of it. What do you make of Benoit and Nua playing together as a front two? We've not seen it very often.
Who's that?
Bennett, sorry.
Phoebe and Dicko, definitely. We've used it quite a few times and spells in games, but yeah, we've used it quite a few times with the wide men. You know, we do think that they have some combination. You know, I was pleased with Dicko today. I felt he come on and looked lively and looked sharp and somewhere near his best, you know, outstanding bit of play where he's rolled the defender at the end and set up Sacco, but he looked lively in the 35 minutes that he was on today, and you know, very lively and somewhere back to his best, yes.